The Composition Hut. Fairy tale, the fierce slope of the roof, the pines, the lake. So it's easy to fold up this century, its quick screens, its cables packed under streets. Now is this green and blue silence, the hut at the foot of the hill where Grieg worked. I can almost see his newly hatched shoals of crotchets and quavers. So why am I holding back? The door's unlocked. Once inside, wouldn't my ideas flow? No, I'd be beguiled by the spears of light rising from the silk-grey water, by the voice urging the rowers in that boat, and I'd float to yesterday when I saw a lifetime of waterfalls, mountains clad with firs, all pointing at ever. Lulled, I'd believe the future safe, let little fish words evade my fingers. Months on, the composition hut is still in my head. It's a hermitage where I could uncover layers of self. But does self have any meaning on its own? I have no answer. Only know I need the pines, the lake of serenity, the idea of the hut as a retreat or a perching place, at least, for my soul, where I can begin to face the discomposure of composing and, undistracted, follow the thoughts slippery as eels travelling beneath the surface. Let them lead me to the disruption and pain beyond the trees. For when I shut off the outer tick, I find myself listening to the quickening beat of this dear planet, as if it were my own heart's clock.